We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We are continuing the halacha of treifa, and exactly what's a siman for a treifa. But when we get into a geshmak sugya of zev zeh gerim and uber yerach imay, so the Gemara Amar of Acha by Yaakov halacha treifa yoyledes umeshabachas. The halacha is we paskin that the sheer treifa, the suffix treifa, is again 12 months. But legabe yoyledes, a treifa gives birth. So it means if it gives birth, it's not a raya, then it's not a treifa, because a treifa gives birth. And also, mishabachas, a treifa could get better, could get more robust, and still it's a treifa. Like even though we had in Tanoim, a simen, that it has to be misnav of a hilif, that's a raya to a treifa, or that's not yeledas. No, we don't pass like that. Halacha, treifa yeledas, mishabachas. Oma meimar, hani beya the treifa, if you have a beya of or treifa, the eggs, let's say, take a chicken, let's say. The chicken eggs of a treifa, the chicken became a treifa. Shich lekama, tapen unches. Shich lekama asira. The first batch of bayim are usher. Zagrasi, why is it usher? Because it became a treifa while it had the egg inside, because it's the first batch. And uba yerachimai. Therefore, the eggs became treifa together with the mother. Mekam ve'elech. After that, if an egg is created through the zocher and the nekeva, havli zev zev gerim mutter. Then it's the gerim by the treifa and by the zocher who's not a treifa, the zocher and the nekeva, and therefore it will be zev zev gerim and it will be mutter. It will be mutter because they both caused it to be created, and therefore that will be mutter. Eisvei Rav Ashi la'ameimar. Now you're going to ask me, what do you mean? Every time the egg grows in the body, it should become a treifa now. So the answer to that is that the reason why treifa works, the Avinezer says as Vart, treifa works is that it becomes a treifa. The Ubi Yerachimai just makes that when it becomes a treifa, it also became a treifa because it was part of the mother. But after it's a treifa already, so then it's totally in the creation, in the Vlad. But if it's caused from a Zoch also, it's called Zevzeh Gairim. It's not called the Vlad treifa. And the Ubi Yerachimai won't make it into a treifa because it didn't become a treifa while the egg was there. The egg came after it became a treifa already. What?
Let's say the problem. Let's say it was a cold attack.
Right. Yeah.
It affected the Krum Shamaya.
Right.
Of the Vlad.
Right. No. So if it's there, the Vlad was even shas when this happened. So the Vlad is considered part of the mother. It's like the hand of the mother. Tell me, the hand didn't become a treifa. Same thing, the hand became a treifa? Yes. You're not like the hand either. So this is part of it. That's because it's part of the mother right now. Uba Yerachim means like a hand. It's like a hand and a foot. That's the lungs. So Eisver of Ashula Meimar, Mesir Kasha. Meimar, you're telling me now that the halach is that Shichlakam is Asura, but after that it's Mutter. I have a bright that says like this. Veshavin, even though there's a machlekes, we'll see sooner, Eliezer Rabbi Shua, but they both agree. The Beitz is treifa, Shasura. They both agree that Beit is treifa is aser because of God l'beiser. So you see clearly that it's aser. You don't say zev zeh gerim mutter. So I'm going to know, pashut. Hasam b'desafna ma'ara. There is talking about that there was an egg that came out of zachar. Not every egg is fertilized by a zachar. So it's fertilized by the male. So this is a natural egg that comes without any zachar. So there it's taka from the treifa. So it's a vlad treifa, and that's why it is aser. B'safna ma'ara. Right, the Gemara of a lishner lay b'shichl kam. Why is it by the Taurus that the case of a shavim is a beit is treifa that the beya was there, but shas became a treifa? Why don't you say that was the case? In Cain, it shouldn't say god lebeis. It should say gomra meboyle. It finished. It was ready there before. It finished with it. Therefore, we are assuming it's something that the egg came afterwards. Now the egg came afterwards, so we're saying it's a safna ma'ara. Now elohad the tanan. So now the shayla is like this: how do you learn this next machlokes? Elo the Tanan, that we learned in a Braiso, a Mishnah, Pashas, Elo the Tanya, Vlad Treifa, a Vlad of a Treifa, Vlezo Emer Loyuk of Gamma's Bech, it's only actually a Hema, but the same Allah, it'll be the same Shiloh. Vlezo says it can't be Makiv of Gamma's Bech, because it has been of a Treifa to the Vlad. Rabbi Shua Emer Yuk of Gamma's Bech. So we're talking about a carbon, and we're talking about a Vlad Treifa, Machlaikas. So what's the Machlaikas? Maikamifically, what's the Machlaikas? So, It's now that we just said that kuliyam uba yerach imay betzem. So what's the machlekes over here? So I'll tell you the machlekes. Mara says machlekes is b'shenitrefa ula b'soif ibra. The machlekes over here is where it first became treifa and then it became ma'ubar, which came from a zachor also. Rav Eliezer saw a zev zegerim aser. Rabbi Shua Sava Zev Zagarim Mutter. That Rabbi Yezah says Zev Zagarim Mutter. And Rabbi Shua says Zev Zagarim Mutter. So Amemer came and said two things. Amemer said, first of all, Uba Yerach Imoy. And that he said is the halacha, that Shech L'kama Asiyukum Yerach Imoy. And he said, afterwards, Zev Zagarim Mutter. So he holds, like, so then I say, what's the machlaikas in the Braisa? It's machlaikas if Zev Zagarim Mutter. So he holds the Rabbi Yeshua, who says Yikra, because Zev Zagarim Mutter. So everything's very good. Now, why do you want to learn that the case of the machlaikas Vlad Treifa was that it became a Treifa B'shas Maisa when it had the Vlad, and the machlaikas is Ubi Yerach Imo or not? Why don't you learn that? So Tosfos speaks out, because then Rabbi Amemer will be paskening Uber Yerach Imo, and that's like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer Shemuti, he doesn't want to pask Rabbi Eliezer, and he holds Uber Yerach Imo. Therefore, he says, no, that machlaikas is Zev Zagarim. And I hold taka like Rabbi Shua, Zev Zagarim is mutter. That's what comes out. So we have over here, basically, we have three. Huh?
If you hold Uber Lam Yerachim,
right, yes.
When you have to hold Zev Zagarim, the bad will find.
No, it's not. It's a Vlad of a Treifa. No, it's a Vlad of a Treifa. Because just like call Yotze Minatame Tame, call Yotze Minatrefa Trefa. The law is that anything like cow's milk is mutter, camel's milk can't eat. What's wrong with camel's milk? It's not a camel. Call Yotze Minatame Tame. So a Trefa is the same thing. Call Yotze Minatrefa is a Trefa. It's because it comes to Trefa. Huh? Because then it's not called Yotze Minatrefa, because it happened from a Zach also. And that's special hat. That has to be completely from the Tame, from the Trefa. From the Kosher also, that's fine. That's a Chiddush Zev Zagar Mutter. That's a Chiddush. Zev Zagar Mutter means because it's half Kosher, half not. That's fine for the Vlad. So that's the Chiddush of that. So really, a Meimar comes out that three halachas come out of Meimar. That Shech L'kama is Osir because it became a Trefa while it was in the mother's stomach, therefore it's Uber Yerach Imay. If it's a Safna Ara, that's the case, there was no Zachar involved, then also it's Asr, because it came from a Treifa. If it's created through a Zachar, then it's a Machloikis, and he holds Zev Zagarim's Mutter. That's the halacha of Amen. Rab Zagdu Maravaiti, Yehachi, and it's a little choices about what the Yehachi is, but we'll maybe say it in a second. Yehachi, if this is the case, Machloikis Zev Zagarim Mutter and Zagar Asr, at the mythical Gavaya, let's go ahead. If you're arguing about Gavaya by carbon, argue about a Hedid if you eat it. Why do you have to argue about by carbon? And that's Machloikis. So to Gemara, la diacha koicha de Rabbi Yeshua, da filu gvaya nami shari. Want to tell you the chesh of Yeshua that even for carbon it's mutter al zev zagarim. Freit Gemara, lifku la hedi al diacha koicha de Rabbi Yehuda. Why don't you talk about hedi and mechash or lezholz? Even like Rabbi Yehuda, it's also da filu hedi nami also. So Gemara koicha de Tera other play, koicha de Tera is other play. And the Gemara ends off a moedim beitz es treifa shasura be the saf mara the chad garim. Where it's chad garim, where saf mara means no zachar, that be chad garim. That's the first version of the events of Amemar. Now, what was the Yehachi? Because it says Zev Zagarim Mutter and Osir, that's why it's a Shaila, why Dafka by Gavaya? What's going on here? So the Tosfos blabs share with this Kash, so Tosfos asks Yehachi. The Ran explains, the Chiddush Ran explains that Teretz is like this, that if you didn't learn Machlokes of Zev Zagarim, you could have said that Be'etzem Kuliyam Zev Zagarim's Mutter. And that is the reason why I had to let it eat it. What's the machlekes over here? By a carbon, the machlekes is that maybe it's like not nice for a carbon to be from a treifa, even over here. But now that you're saying the machlekes zev zagarim mutter also, that's a veltish machlekes. Don't do it with carbon. That's on the ihachi. That's the Ran says. Okay, that's the first version of the ma'isa. Rav Acha, savalak Rav Acha by Yaakov, and maslo amemik adamaron. Like we just learned, is gebayt on Rav Acha by Yaakov. This whole amemik thing is saying what? You can have a treifa that gives birth to a vlad. So we obviously hold that a treifa give birth. So this whole version of events is only lefir of Acha by Yaakov holds halacha treifa yeladus mishabachas. But the Gemara says Ravina loisav lek Rav Acha by Yaakov. He's not holding Rav Acha by Yaakov. He holds that a treifa can give birth. Oh, now you have to change the whole amemar now. What's going on over here? Umasil of the amemar b'haylishne. He learns amemar a whole different way. This is how he learns it. Omar amemar hani beya the sofik treifa. We have a chicken here, it's a Suffolk treifa. And it has bayim. The Shech L'kama, the first batch that we have, and this batch was there, but Shas became a Suffolk treifa, I don't know what to do, it's a Suffolk treifa. What do we do? Mashin in law. Who? You wait. You hold the tana. If it hatches more eggs, if it lays more eggs, then we know it's not a treifa. Then Sharin, you let it eat the first batch, because it laid more eggs. The loy, but if it doesn't lay more eggs, then it's also a Suffolk. That was Amemar's memory. A whole new Amemar. His memory is that if you have a Suffolk treifa, the first batch is besuffolk until it lays more eggs. Lays more eggs, you're good to go. whole different amema. Before amema was saying is hani beya trefa is awesome. There was one vada trefa. Well, now it's one suffix trefa.
Why?
Why
the name
getting involved in here? The whole amema before was talking about a shaila of shichla kama and shichla sheni. How do you have shichla sheni if it's a trefa? It's not possible. Ravina holds that you can't have a trefa can't have more vladas. So you have to change that amema. Well, the first amema was saying is there's a difference between shichla kama and the second shichla, right? The second batch. No second batch if it's a trefa, according to Ravina. Therefore, he has to change the amema. So he says, Amema is talking about a suffix trefa. A suffix trefa, you're title of amema to see if it's going to have more eggs. So that was Amema's as well. Mashina, let you wait. Yeah. We have this Bryce that says, Amoy the Beitz Trefa Shasura. Everyone agrees that a Beitz Trefa is Asura. Vishagal Vissa, Gru Vissa. What do you mean? It's not possible for a Trefa to have a Beya. A Trefa can't have a Beya. What's Bryce talking about? Kasha on you. You can't have one. Amalei, Hosam Shechel Kama. It's talking about the Shechel Kama. That's what we're talking about. It was a Shechel Kama. And then once you find out it's a Trefa, or even a Savadi Trefa, then it's no good because it became a Trefa while I had the eggs. So that was the case there. I am king Godlo Gomra Boyle. So Gomra Bis, and I Godlo God. It got created now. It didn't get created now. So I think, oh yeah, Tony Gomra, finished Bis. Okay, Elo Adatnan, hanging around the next mach like this. Elo Adatnan, Vlad Trefa, Rabbi Yezom Lo Yikrav Gamis Bech, Moshuma Yikrav, Bemaika Mifagi. What's the mach like this? Because what's the case of a Vlad Trefa? Can't have a Trefa can't have a Vlad. What's the mach like this? So tomorrow, mach like this is, because Ibra at first was pregnant, a little bit safe Nitifa. This is talking about a behemoth by Kachem. It's Ibra b'soif nitifa. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, what's my chalikas? Ibra b'soif nitifa. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, ubi yerech imoy. Therefore, it became trefa because the Vlad is part of the mother. Who? Rabbi Shua Savar, ubi lav yerech imoy. Ubi lav yerech imoy, that's my chalikas. Yehachi, this Yehachi is now, Shver, I don't know how to learn this. This is Yehachi. And the mitzvah is gavoy out of the head. If the chalikas have ubi yerech imoy, let it argue with the head. Gemara says, that it's still mutter even for a carbon. But if you go behead it, and say that's also behead it, so very good. So far we have two facts. First of all, shichla kama is usher, shichla kama. If it's a suffix, then you wait to see if it gives birth more. Then you have a Vlad Trefa also, talking about that it became a Trefa while it had the Vlad inside it, the Uber inside it. And the Shaila is, it's become a Trefa not. Why? Because it's what's Machlaikis? Uber Yerachimai not. Umoidim, Vadai, Bebetis Trefa, Shasu, Shilkama. If it's a Vadai Trefa, it's also. Might. So now what's the reason? Oh, now we have a Shilka problem. We said that if it's a Vadai Trefa, becomes a Trefa with the Bay inside, it's also Kuliyama. What do you mean? It's Machlaikis Uber Yerachimai not. What's Pshat? Why by Bay all of a sudden there's a Kuliyama? Zok the Gemara, my time, Gufahi. Rashi says, what's Gufahi mean? Gufahi means that an egg is more attached to the body than an uba. Uba, it's its own sack. Egg, the way it works is, its mom is attached with tendons and veins to the body of the chicken, and therefore, Kimin Dagida Bay Rashi says, the Ma'ura Begida Gufadamya. It's Kagufadamya. So that's what happens. Dr. Gemara, v'hilchasa, what's halach l'maisa? V'zachar kol shtei masa chaydesh. By zachar, the shear is 12 months. That's the shear of its trefa or not. If it waits 12 months, then we know it's not a trefa by a suffix trefa. So by zachar, it's 12 months. But a keva kol shtei yoledes. We pass him by keva, it's telling yoledes. If it's not yoledes, then we know that it's a trefa. If it gives birth, then it's not a trefa. A new way to figure out a suffix trefa by a keva. It can happen after 1 month. It lays an egg, or it gives birth, then we know. It's probably not possible for 1 month by him. It needs a few months. But if it gives birth, then we know it's not a trefa. Omer Avuno, call barrier shame by etzei emes kaim is chaydish. Any barrier that doesn't have a bone cannot be meskayim for 12 months. Omer Papa, so what's a negeitas? You know what's a negeitas? Like this. The loch is bug, an insect, is only usher to eat if it's shayritz ala aretz. But if it's created in a peri that's talosh, in your apple sitting in your apple basket, something that's created inside the apple is not also till it comes out into the world. So here we have a shaila here. We find, let's say, a worm or a bug in a cucumber. We're not sure if it's there from when it was attached and then it's usher, or if it only got created now. So we're not sure. So he says like this, from this idea that it can't live more than 12 months, if it has no bone, we learn halacha lemais or something. Or a papa shrana huna, hodam ashmua kisha shasliya be'ivea asura, if cucumbers, but was shas when it was mechuberes. It's asur, why? Because it's shayrus ala aretz. if the Kiyum was a grant as we ask Kol Sheretz El Aretz, so that's Aser. So now on top of our base, Hani Tamri Dekada, these dates found in the fruit basket, Lebasa Tresi Archishas Sharyan. After 12 months, they're for sure mutter. Why? Because you cut these dates 12 months ago. Now, 12 months later, you find insect in it. This insect could not have been from when it was attached, because it wouldn't have lived 12 months, because the insects don't have a bone. That's what's the gear, that insects that don't have 12 months, don't have a bone, can't live 12 months.
You buy dry figs, not a problem.
What?
You buy dry figs.
No, because it could be different when it was attached. First of all, it didn't attach. Also, it could be it came out and went back in. So, once it's shared, it's a problem. You don't know, there's one more Gemara, let's see till town hall. Some so just a continuation. Omar Rav, lace baka by yoyim. This thing is a net that's one day old, but less didva, there's no fly that bashas. It never lives a year. A net can't live more than one day, and a fly cannot live more than a year. Only a problem by Abaya, but I'm inchi. There's a matter of people say, Shev Sheni Imra Baksa Mi Baka. For 7 years, the Baksa is the female gnat, was angry at the male gnat. For 7 years. Why? The Umrale, Chazisala Bar Mechuza, you saw this fat guy, Bar Mechuza, always used to manic himself, they used to eat in the steakhouse every night. The Sakh of Amaya, that he went into the Schwitz, into the water, the Salih came out, Ichab Sadinim, he wrapped himself with sheets, and you sat on him and you had a good meal. He was good and fat. You sucked his blood out of him. You didn't tell me anything. So the Mrs. Nat was very upset at the husband Nat. You don't tell me about the good meal? So you see, it lives for 7 years. By the way, this saying was said about those people who are Shirim, they're very rich. And they only spend money on themselves. They don't give the wife any money. The wife needs like something new. Nah, we don't have any money for that. But for themselves, that's what he said. That's the muscle of this box of tobacco. They're stating in the Mefarshim. Omalei, v'letameich. So the kasha on him says, you said Nat lives one day, he lives 7 years. So letameich, I'll ask you a kasha back to you. V'letameich. There's another saying. Adam inchi, shisim money parzala, that the beak of the gnat is 60 shkalim, is heavy by 60 shkalim. It's very heavy. Totally the back of a kuna. So the baka has on its beak. That's what it says. He has a very strong beak. And be careful, because when he bites you, it's a very strong beak. Mika iu gufi kamava. The whole gnat weighs less than a tenth of an ounce. And you tell me it weighs the beak is 60 shkalim? Ella, money to do. It means in its own shkalim, it weighs 60 of those. Hakanam mishtay to do in its own years. By a gnat, every second is a year. So live 7 years, it means 7 seconds. That's all it means. It doesn't mean 7 years, it means in its own years. It means like Amos Oig, you know, in its own years, it's a 7 years, that's what it means. So that's the Gemara here. It says, if it doesn't have a bone, it does not live for 12 months. And then we said another thing about a gnat is one day, and a fly could be 1 year, and we have a shmaka muscle there, but it means in the own years. That's what it means. That's Pshat in the Gemara.